Time now to talk a little bit of football with our football expert, Robbie Slater. And talking about buying tickets, it was announced yesterday that there will be a Football for Fires fundraiser at ANZ Stadium on May 23. And some of the big names from around the world will be participating in that game. Joining us on the phone is Robbie Slater. And I reckon, Rob, this is a great opportunity for people to come out and celebrate, but also at the same time raise some money for the Fires.
Yeah, that's a great initiative, and it's a great cause. Obviously, we've all followed what's been happening throughout this summer, and it's still ongoing. You know, severe temperatures down in around the Canberra area today. So I've got a friend who's a paramedic, Scott Larson, and he's been called down there for four days. So you know, there's still a lot going on, and this kind of thing. This match with all these big names coming is welcomed, and hopefully people can support it for a couple of reasons. For the fact that you've got a lot of football stars, but first and foremost because of the tragic events that have been going on all summer.
Some big names confirmed. Dwight York, Drogba's, Jono Luisi. Mark Bosnich playing.
Yeah, I don't know if that's going to happen. But anyway.
Are you playing,
well,
mate?
He's only goalkeeper.
How come your name's not on there?
Mate, I'm too old. You know, I could ask, you know, he's come too old. This place, when Drogba's barely 40. God's sake, you know.
I'll tell you what, you'd be fitter than most of these blokes still.
Well, probably.
You would be.
Well, definitely Bozza. but he's just going to flounder in the cold, isn't he? So, mind you, the Bozza can get on a mission and get on a fitness race. He did it a number of years ago, 20. And he could get on that little bandwagon again and get himself fit. He's got a goal now, hasn't he? But look, it's a fantastic. It's going to be a fantastic event, no doubt. As we said, for a great call.
Now, what about Asian Champions League? We'll go back. The victory, that was a huge win for them because Kashima Antlers were red hot favourites, and there wasn't a cent around for the victory at all.
Yeah, well, this is why sport's so great, isn't it? There's never a given in sport, and victory have certainly gone there in poor form with a large run of games, certainly with a squad that was certainly not favourites to win this game, and they've gone out and won it. They won it well, you know. They defended very well, well structured in the first half. Then they had a fantastic 10 minutes just after half time where they got the goal and had another one. And then they defended again, which is normal when you're away from home. Atrocious conditions, pouring down rain, torrential rain, and they came up with a playoff victory. It's their first win in Asia away from home, which is incredible when you think they've just qualified for the eighth time for the group stage, but they've never won away from Melbourne in those 8 years, which is incredible to think that they go to Kashmir Antlers and win. And last season, their Asian Champions League campaign was dismal. They only managed to draw in 6 games and 5 losses. So hopefully this will be a bright spot in their season, which is proving very difficult. They're well out of the six, and this was certainly a welcome bright spot for them.
Good news just keeps pouring down on Sydney FC. They've locked up Luke Bratton for a further 2 years.
Yeah, that's good news. It's always important to re-sign your good players. And Luke Bratt was thinking of moving north where he's from, back to Brisbane, but they've managed to secure him again for the next couple of years. So good news.
Robbie, I spoke to Mossy yesterday. I mean, Stevie Corrick, always a hard job taking over after Graham Arnold, given the success that he had. But they look like they've just gone to another level, and they're just too good for everyone in this competition. I mean, if they go on to win, you know, the championship, where does sort of his place in history sit?
Yeah, look, so what did Mossy say?
He said, mate, they're just playing a lot better and he'd have to be in the conversation if they, win.
That's all you need to know. You've spoken to the real expert. you know, it's back to school. You know when we say we're going to have a close look at soccer in the opener, you know, it's back to school day. Huh?
What do you mean?
You've lost me.
I lose most people. Listen, I've been up commentating Asian Champions League all night. I'm sure you were both watching. Well, Nick was. I see Nick's back.
Yeah, he's back. He had a good time too.
Can you believe he didn't, on his trip, he didn't even, Laurie said, oh, you know, you're going to have a feed, going to have a beer after a game, etc. He did not go into one bar. In fact, he went home after a footy game or an ice hockey game and went and watched Family Feud.
Well, you know, in football, you have yellow and red cards. I mean, he's just got to uppercut himself, doesn't he?
Is that a red? Is that a red or a yellow in your eyes?
That's a direct red.
Direct red. Direct red. In regards to Liverpool taking on West Ham, just look, does the role continue on? He wasn't happy, though, Klopp, the other day.
Well, no, it just continues on. Yeah, well, he wasn't happy, but, you know, he's happy with what's going on internally in the club, and that's the most important thing. You know, he's got a bit of criticism for his cup teams and some of his comments, but it's not going to worry Jurgen Klopp, who only needs to concentrate on one thing, and that's the way Liverpool are playing. And, of course, they've got an important game tomorrow morning when they'll play my old club, West Ham. So they'll be favourites to win that one. And, of course, if they do that, that'd be a massive 19 points ahead of Manchester City.
Yeah, looking forward to that all unfolding, because your celebration, both yourself, Mossy, and every other Liverpool supporter is going to come out of the woodwork.
Well, you know, like, I'm a true, I don't know about Mossy being a Liverpool fan, but I think he's just a fair weather one.
Oh, so, hang on. There's a bit of breaking news.
The real ones will be celebrating in style. If I do choose to celebrate with someone, it probably won't be much.
What have you got planned, though, Rob, if they win? Like, where will you celebrate?
You don't plan something you haven't won.
Well, you got it won, haven't you?
No, you don't got to. Look, they haven't won it for 30 years.
Right.
See what happened last year?
They're home and hose,
see what happened a few seasons ago when Stephen Gerrard slipped?
When do you declare it?
When it's mathematically impossible to catch.
And when is that? Because surely...
I don't know. I'm not a mathematician, am I?
I thought you were the football expert.
Yeah, but I haven't looked that far.
No, I understand.
It's very unlikely they're going to...
Are you superstitious? Like, you know, if... would
superstitious when I talk to you.
Yeah, well, I've backed them. So hopefully, surely I can't stop Liverpool now.
Well, I don't know, son. That's not what they say about you.
We will talk to you later in the week. I'm looking forward to getting your tips. By the way, if you're wanting to follow Robbie's tips, they're all on the Tab app every weekend, and he has been going very good as per usual.